Mace Windu to Anakin Skywalker. A haiku. You're not a master. Take a seat, young Skywalker, and accept these terms.
A communications disruption can mean only one thing. Invasion.
A communication disruption can only mean one thing.
Negotiation. We've lost all communications.
Invasion. What will the future of Star Wars bring?
You must contact me.
You must contact me and listen to Reed.
They wouldn't dare.
It's unthinkable.
In this Seobittles bubble, bubble, Star Wars prequels appreciation podcast.
It's outrageous.
All right. So once again on CO Bibble's Babble Bubble, we are joined by the incredibly talented, funny, and insightful Zoologist. Zoologist, how are you doing?
Oh, thank you. You're making me feeling really good this evening. And it's so good to be such a regular person on your podcast.
Oh, yes. It is. It's an absolute delight. I tell you, it is a real testament to modern technology that we're able to you're able to be on this podcast. We're able to have these conversations as frequently as we manage to, given complete opposite sides of the globe going on here. But
yeah,
it's really fun. And hopefully this episode, I think, will be a complete blast with some very interesting things. We'll see what happens. This is going to be sort of a variety show musical episode. So this all is inspired from the idea that Zoologist had, because Zoologist writes Star Wars music. So why don't you tell a little bit about your personal journey with Star Wars and music and how you got the idea for what we're going to be doing today?
Yeah, sure. Well, basically, I have written songs for many years, been in lots of bands and stuff like that. Many years ago, a friend of mine said to me, why don't you write a song about Star Wars? Because you love Star Wars so much. And I'm thinking, well, I can't think of anything. And then when I started co-writing with a friend of mine, he wrote a few songs about Star Wars leading up to The Force Awakens. We're getting excited about the movie and Star Wars. And randomly, this happens as songwriters. I wrote The Rancor Keeper before I was going to sleep. That's where my creative ideas come. And I did Waiting for Episode 7. And John wrote Nine Numb. And I sort of thought, oh, it's kind of all right, but maybe you could change it up a bit. And we co-wrote it together. Mike Quinn, who puppeteers Nine Numb in Return of the Jedi and the sequels movies, saw it on YouTube and commented and went, oh, how cool. And then years later, I was lucky enough to get to interview him on our podcast, It's True All of It. And yeah, we played it again and he had a laugh. And then doing my podcast in the last year or so, I decided to use some of my Star Wars songs at the end. And then I thought maybe I should write a song about what we're talking about. And that's inspired me to write more songs about Star Wars. And then recently when I was on the Star Walking Fan Club, which is the one of the longest running Star Wars clubs in the world, longest running, Deb, who was co-hosting the live stream with me, said I could play a song, one of my songs about Star Wars. And I said, yeah, I've got a song, Lobot. It's about Empire Strikes Back. And she said, well, we're talking about bounty hunters. Have you got one about those? And I go, no. But so my point is, I like the idea that people give me an idea to write. Tell me what characters to write a song about. So I said to Reed, hey, why don't we do on your show is to give me some inspiration and I'll write it on the spot. That's how they happen. And this is all true. Like, we're just making it up as we go. So
yes.
I haven't heard any of these ideas before.
Yes. No,
nothing pre-prepared.
All of these are new names of characters. And so how they were stirred up was I created a Google form and I shared it on the CO Bibbles Babble Bubble social media. And then I put it out there on the Imperial Senate podcast Discord, which I've spoken about many times in the past. It's a great if you're into Discord, it's a great place to meet and connect with other Star Wars fans across the globe. And anyhow, I had all sorts of answers, some from people who you may know as friends of the show, some people who answered anonymously. So it'll be interesting to see what's all been lined up. And there were multiple categories of characters where you could choose to fill one in. And it was, you weren't required to fill in all of them. So it's going to be kind of an interesting grab bag here to name a favorite pod racer, a favorite Jedi, a favorite bounty hunter, a favorite clone, and a favorite separatist. So it's a real grab bag here. And, you know, I was expecting some folks to pop up who didn't, and then I was expecting others to kind of, or I guess I wasn't expecting certain characters, and here I am looking at their names as we speak. So I've given a number to all of them. I have a random number generator. And once again, Zoologist has not seen any of these names before in this context. Obviously, he's seen them as a Star Wars fan in their own setting. So we'll see what happens. So we'll get here. And our first one, starting off with the clone. This is from Nequishus, host of the Imperial Senate podcast. And he has put up Kix the clone medic, a staple of the 501st Legion, a friend to all, making sure everybody is healthy, wealthy, and wise. I think we see him most recently in the Bad Batch arc, at which point he is helping Commander Cody in that very first episode when the Bad Batch rolls in. So,
just trying to think, because I know Fives and the Clone Wars, it's so huge that you have your favorite things. So you have your sort of favorite characters, and not that I dislike them, in all honesty, they're great, but they're not my huge favorite. So I don't actually know the names well. So if I'll just go by Clone Medic, and what was his name again? Sorry?
Kix. K-I-X. Kix.
Okay. Kix. Okay. Here we go. Let's just give it a go. See what we come up with. Hearing me okay there, Reed?
Yeah, it's coming in great.
Kix, Kix, show us your tricks. You're a medical clone. Kix, Kix, show us your tricks. You're a medical clone. Ooh, you have grown in your knowledge to help people survive. Kix, Kix, show us your kicks, show us your tricks, and help us survive.
I love it. Oh, what a great start. Oh, I'm certain that Nikki is going to be a big fan of that. He loves Kix, and so I'm not surprised that's who he put for his clone. And that was perfect. And I wrote haikus for all the characters. I see you and me both committed to the rhyming with Kix. The haiku I have here is Kix, Kix, pick up sticks and heal your homies up good. You the MVP. It's a very easy name to rhyme with, so.
That's great. That's exactly what I was just going to say. I was going to say it's not so much the character, not even knowing a lot about that character just because of the name was easy to write a song about. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling confident about this. Now the rest of the songs might not turn out so well, but we'll see.
It's a good start. All right. Yeah. So our next character up here is this was put up by at That Keek Andy, our good mutual friend Andy Campbell, another Aussie.
Oh, great.
Yes. So he has put up Ben Quadraneros, everyone's favorite ill fortune. Oh. Pod racer who can't seem to get the race started right.
Love that guy. I'm excited about this. Maybe I might just change guitar. This is probably going to happen. I'll just tell the listeners, I've got, that was a steel string, 6-string acoustic guitar. I've got a acoustic bass and a nylon string guitar. So I'll pick a different one for each character. So just give me a moment. I'll just pick one up.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I don't think Quadraneros is as rhymeable as Kix, but this will be interesting to see what you're able to work off. Maybe with Ben. I don't know. You're the songwriter here. During the guitar chain, I'll go ahead and read. This is my little haiku I have. Ben Quadraneros, why won't your racer turn on? I bet cash on you. So, a frustrated gambler.
Sorry, I just cut you off because I was saying, oh, that was great. And it was, yeah, so good on you. It's, Oh, this is good. I like that the ending of the haikus in here as well. It's really getting the creative juices flowing. So, let me see. How do we say the name? Quadranero?
Quadraneros.
Quadraneros. Oh, there you go. Quadraneros, what's gonna happen when you run out of the race? Will you ever get... Oh, Quadraneros. Ooh, it was very close. You nearly started the race, but it became a disgrace because you didn't start the race. Quadraneros. Ooh. Quadraneros.
There you go. I love the vibe of that one, you know, because it's got that...
Yeah.
You kind of had that, like, horse riding country song to it, you know, sort of country aesthetic to it, and at least in my ears there, and kind of like a sort of a saga of sorts going on for him, but his saga doesn't quite start, so it's very oxymoronic in a way.
Yeah, and that's why it was such a short little song, but I think it's got potential, and listeners out there, if I listen back to this podcast and like any of these songs, I will put them into a full song, and later on down the track, whether it be on my podcast, YouTube, Reed's podcast again, we might hear the full song.
Awesome. So, yeah, I will make sure to encourage all listeners. Yeah, if there's one and you like the little seedlings in there, let us know and we'll get Zoologist to write the whole thing and really put those juices to test. Okay. Next up, we have... our first separatist. Okay.
Oh,
this
cool.
this was an anonymous submission here. Admiral Trench, the giant spider guy, who is
I know him.
Yes, everyone loves good old Admiral Trench. Yeah, showing up at all sorts of funny little things, you know. He's supposed to be a single episode character dying up in a blaze of glory, but you know, Dave Filoni and maybe George Lucas as well, I suppose, just liked him too much. They kept him around, because who doesn't like a giant spider?
I've got to admit, not a huge fan of him, but I've got huge visuals. I know who he is. We all know who he is, Admiral Trench. So I've got the bass guitar already ready to go, so I can get started if you like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Admiral Trench, deal with your spider face, Admiral Trench. Oh yeah, ooh, you've got one thing on your face missing there, Admiral Trench. Admiral Trench, you look such a mess, Admiral Trench. Ooh, what you gonna do? Why didn't Filoni ever give you?
Oh, I love it. I personally am a big Admiral Trench fan, and poor guy looking like a mess. My little haiku.
I think it got better at the end.
That's what's fun, the whole up and down of it. My little haiku for him is click clack, Admiral Trench. Let's check the algorithm. Oh, wait, Jesse left. It's a little Bad Batch arc there for old Admiral Trench. He's funny. I like his voice a lot. We must check the algorithm.
Yes.
You know, all that clicking and kind of gliding around in that robe-looking thing of his. Okay. And, oh, we're back to another Andy suggestion here.
Oh, cool.
So we're in the Bounty Hunter. This is good. We're managing to hit up all the categories. So we're in the Bounty Hunters. We're up with Zam Wessel, the very intricate, cool-designed changeling that we see in Attack of the Clones, trying to kill Padme in the beginning of the whole Obi-Wan detective storyline that we have going on there.
I like it. Cool. Okay. I might take a few moments to sink in so we can try and get on a better start. I'm going to stay on the acoustic bass here.
Okay.
My last Bounty Hunter song that was asked by a request was very successful. Not this one will be, but here we are. It says Zam. Is it Zam or is it Zam?
Zam. Yeah, Zam with an M.
Yeah, it's with an M. Yeah, Zam Wessel. If you asked me this in 2002, I would have been on top of it. I remember when the figure came out, bought it, loved it, everything. Okay. Zam Wessel, you're on a mission. You've got to do the deal. Zam Wessel, Zam Wessel, Zam Wessel, listen to. Zam Wessel flying around. Will you find? It's not working. We might try that again.
Well, it's a fun start. Maybe my haiku will be creative inspiration. We'll come back to Zam later at some point. But I have silly Zam Wessel. I want your speeder vessel that makes dope noises. Because it makes that woo noise as it goes through Coruscant. So I was very proud of myself for thinking of vessel rhyming with Wessel. So I don't know. Maybe you can take that one. You know, not all of these are going to be Billboard top 40, but you know, we can just see what happens. All right. Next up. Oh, this was a very well requested one, both anonymously and by friends. I have the one person who put a name on it is Alden Diaz at AD_Strider. He's the host of Octo Radio, a really, really brilliant guy. He's got a cool show going on. Hopefully we'll have him on this podcast at some point or another. And he gave us, this is the most requested character out of any of them, sticking in Bounty Hunters. This is Imbo we're talking about here.
I know Imbo.
Mr. Imbo, voiced by Dave Filoni, rocking that hat that he uses as a weapon. A very kind of a mixture of a martial artist. And in the episode The Box, we learned that he is the second most successful bounty hunter of the Clone Wars era, behind only Cad Bane.
Wow. Pretty good. I mean, you know, Cad Bane's very sort of professional with no emotion and just getting in there and getting the job done, you know, whether you like him or not. Okay, I'm gonna go for an acoustic guitar, and changes are getting quicker because we're getting more used to this. Imbo? Is that right?
No. Yes, all Imbo. E-M-B-O.
Imbo.
Yes.
You'd think, like, the listeners are going to go, who is this guy? You'd think he's a Star Wars fan. Is he in the prequels or what? He's not even pronouncing all these names right. And I am, everyone. I'm just creatively nervous.
We're doing a lot of, you know, Clone Wars deep cuts right now, so.
Ooh, Imbo. Ooh, where did you go? Ooh, Imbo. That's a nice throw of your hat, Imbo. I wanna catch it like a frisbee, Imbo. Oh, you know, you're the best bounty hunter that they've ever had. And it's time to go, Imbo. There we go.
I want to catch it like a frisbee. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, I'd love to see you do more with that one. Boy. My little haiku for Imbo is, do not tell Imbo that he is wearing a skirt, for he will kill you. Because he is. He's wearing kind of a long skirt. But I don't know if he would. Yeah. He would. It's like if you tell a Scotsman a kilt is a skirt, I think he wouldn't like it. It must be something about his people. Okay.
Oh, Imbo, just one thing. Makes me think, I really want to get a figure of him now. I still haven't got one. I don't know if they ever released one, but anyway.
Yeah, all I know of is there's the Lego minifigure from, they had that bounty hunter ship from, oh gosh, I think it was the arc when Cad Bane and company hold the Senate hostage. You can buy the ship that they happen to have. So the next character we have up, we're back in the pod racing space, is Rats Tyrell. So Rats Tyrell, I don't remember the name of his specific alien, but it's the only time we really see this alien outside of a couple of little pop-ups in like Star Wars Resistance and the a few YouTube videos. So anyhow, Rats, he's the guy who has that little sad story happening in the background. He blows up during the pod race, but if you look throughout the Phantom Menace, you can see his family meeting up with him before the race. And then afterwards, you can see him at the race watching, and then you can see the wife wearing all black in mourning. He's a little fellow. He's got that noise, goes right before he blows up. It's a little Rats Tyrell. He's a little tragedy in his own right there, happening in the background.
Yeah. I think Okay. This is a tough one. This is good. It's still challenging. So Rats Tyrell.
Yes.
Okay. Rats Tyrell, did you make it? Who can tell? Rats Tyrell, did you make it in the end of the race? Who can tell? Ooh, Rats Tyrell. Rats Tyrell, ooh, I can't think of anything to say about you. I hope you didn't die and go to hell, because you got a cool name. Rats Tyrell.
Well, he does die in a fiery hell, but hopefully he doesn't get sent down there at the end. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
The little poem, this was an anonymous submission, and the little poem I have here is, "Come on, my children, let's see Daddy in the race. Oh no, he blew up." So that's from the mother's perspective. Poor guy. All right. So next up, once again, we're with Andy's suggestions here. Yes. Okay. really.
Sorry. I was just going to say, I think I failed Andy on the Sam Wessel, and she's definitely getting a comeback when we get to the end of all this. But for Andy, I think I better do something good, you know?
Well, your Ben Quadraneros one was good, but Andy's giving us his clone here, and this is Captain Rex.
Oh, good.
Yes. Easy. Yes. The face of the 501st Legion, who we see being a mentor and a friend to Ahsoka throughout the series, and later being a mentor and friend to the crew of the Ghost in Star Wars Rebels before showing up as an old man in Return of the Jedi. And a nice little retcon there that I think is a true coup d'etat by the Lucasfilm Story Group and Dave Filoni to tie all of that together.
Yeah. Okay, Rex. Cool. Let's see how we go. So I'm using the steel string guitar. Let's see what key or what notes or chords will I start. Here we go. Oh, that sounds good. Captain Rex, you are the best. You fought every war in the Clone Wars, of course. Captain Rex. Captain Rex, you've got lots of responsibilities. Wearing that old helmet, yes, you are the best. Captain Rex, go, 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 go. Captain Rex, wearing blue. Oh, Captain Rex, oh, where are you? Ahsoka, she saved you. She could have got more, but she saved your life. How do you feel that more survived? Most of the time in the Empire, it was because of you, Rex, but you're still the best. You survived every war. You are the best. Yeah, and it's all not uncalled for, because Captain Rex, you, we all love you.
Pinning a lot on old Captain Rex there, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I think Andy will be pleased.
Yeah, redeem himself from the Sam Wessel.
the Sam Wessel redemption arc. So the poem I have here is, yeah, I dye my hair. Why? Because blondes have more fun. Hope I don't get fat. A foreshadow to indeed he does get a little on the heavy side as he ages there.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I bursted out laughing when I first saw that on Rebels. I'm like, what happened to them?
<They're> not... Good God. Yeah. All right. So here we have, back to the pod racing space. This is another Alden Diaz suggestion. This is Dud Bolt. Now, this is kind of a pod racing deep cut, so I will not hold anybody accountable if they don't remember who Dud Bolt is. So I will just try to the best of my ability to line this up here. So Dud Bolt, he is kind of like a cross between a hog and an alligator. And he's got this little thing hanging off his nose, this like antenna-looking thing. He drives a neat-looking pod racer. It's not the neatest, but it's cool. It's got, you know, big engine.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah. I've got the visual. Yeah.
And yeah. Let me see. Any other particular Dud Bolt info I could throw your way? I'm pretty sure he makes it to the end of the race. Yes, he does make it to the end of the race.
Yeah.
And on kind of a fun thing, when you see the pod racing scene in Attack of the Clones, when it's on the TV, you know, when they go into the bar chasing Sam Wessel, and you see they go to that sports bar and you see like droid football. It is Dud Bolt's pod racer that you see on there. So he is still actively pod racing.
Oh, cool.
10 years later. So he's an established racer, kind of a veteran.
Cool. Dud Bolt. Yeah, I've got the visual, so that always helps. Okay, cool. Here we go.
Dud Bolt. He's an alligator-looking man, and he's got a lot of fans. He's racing all over the land. He's Dud Bolt. He's got sharp teeth, am I right? No. And he's not a creep. He's Dud Bolt. He's a racer all around the world. Dud Bolt. Dud Bolt. Ooh.
There we go.
Oh, that's great. My little haiku is, excuse me, sir, you have something kind of gross hanging off your nose. Kind of unfair to him. It's just the way his species looks, but there we go. There's old Dud Bolt. Thank you, Alden. Okay, so next up, we have, going with kind of the granddaddy of them all when it comes to the clones, kind of the first major named clone in the movies that we see. Obviously, there was those in the 2D Clone Wars who had names. For those who didn't watch the show or just watching the movies, they got to meet Obi-Wan's little clone sidekick of sorts, Commander Cody, looking good in that orange and white.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Looks like it's a guitar change. And Commander Cody. Oh, here we go. There's lots of things you can do. You know what? This is interesting because I'm doing this straight away. Normally, you have a conversation and you think about it. You got just a few minutes and it develops more. But I love this challenge where you're just really on the spot, you know?
Oh, you're doing great. This is so much fun from a participant thing because it's seeing you on the fly like this. It's great.
Okay, what will I do? Ooh.
Commander Cody, why did you give the lightsaber back to Obi-Wan? Why did you give the lightsaber back to Obi-Wan? You didn't need it anymore. Why didn't you kill him? Commander Cody, you were the best sidekick for Obi-Wan. But
not anymore. When Order 66 came, you're not supposed to be his friend anymore. You all were supposed to kill him, Commander Cody, but you gave your lightsaber back to him.
Ah, that's great. It's a real regretful song. This is what he sings to himself every night before going to bed. Yes, I also focused on his betrayal here. This haiku is from the perspective of Obi-Wan. Cody, you're a pal. Hold on, I'll be right back. Ow, you shot me, dick.
It's great. Oh, I'm loving this. I'm enjoying this so much. Oh, it's hilarious.
Okay, so here we go. This one was an anonymous submission, and I thought it was fascinating because this is not something I was expecting at all. Their favorite Jedi was just nameless Jedi Temple Guard.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty cool with it. And they usually got a yellow lightsaber, haven't they?
They have, yes, those yellow snapping lightsabers, yeah, that are normally held kind of fold, sort of what we see Dark Rey have in that vision in The Rise of Skywalker. It's kind of like that blade. Very, very neat looking. You know, they're more thoroughly explored in Rebels when we see that the Grand Inquisitor used to be one in Kanan's Jedi Knight. But it's a great aesthetic, those cool masks, that white and gold. So, yes, nameless Jedi Temple Guard.
Okay, so the Jedi Temple Guards have got a yellow lightsaber, and they've got like a... Did you say... I'm just trying to think, what's the color of their armor again?
It's like white and gold.
White and gold, that's right, yeah. White and gold, yellow. I'm sorry, I'm just... Listeners out there, he's the creative zoologist. Songwriter's gathering his thoughts on the spot. So much pressure. No, go... colors. I think this is what's throwing me off. Colors. I know this. So yellow. I'm writing this down. Yellow lightsaber, white and gold. White and gold. Did you say?
White and gold. Yes.
Yeah. White and gold. Good.
Hints of gray.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what's throwing me off. That's yeah. And they're the guards. They're the Jedi guards, aren't they, or something?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Yeah, I'll go with the D minor. Here we go. That's it.
Good sound.
You are the Jedi God. With the yellow lightsaber in your hand, the Jedi God, we need you here to protect the Jedi Temple. With your white and gold and a hint of gray armor that's on display, you're the Jedi God. Ooh, 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 ooh. What would do without you? Oh, we need you to protect the temple. Oh,
oh, I love it. I think that's great, really focusing on the appearance. So my little haiku is wrote specifically about the Grand Inquisitor as a Jedi Temple Guard, where I have Powan Jedi Knight. Once you kept the order safe, but now you are bad. So his little tragic fall right there. Yeah. I love that that guy was a Powan, the people who live on Utapau, to see like a character who is that outside of, you know, their crazy look that we see him in Revenge of the Sith with those stripes on their face and the crazy sharp teeth and whatnot. So it was cool to see one in animation. Yes. Okie doke. Let's see who we have lined up next. Okay, another anonymous suggestion. We're back in the realm of separatists. A personal favorite of mine, the Viceroy himself, Newt Gunray.
Ah, loving. Cool. I might. Maybe I'll use the same guitar for that one.
All right.
Newt Gunray. Yeah, it was Rune Hakko. That was his other friend, Newt Gunray and Rune Hakko.
It was, yes. Yeah. That was his little sidekick there.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. They're still coming through. Was that Rune Hakko that said that, or was that?
The ventilation shaft?
Yeah.
That was not Rune Hakko. I do not know that woman, because it's a woman, her name off the top of my head.
Because she was
the pilot of the Trade Federation ship that Anakin blows up. So she does not make it. I do not know her. Yeah. She was in my Goofy Separatist March Madness bracket. So
that's right. Let me think. What will I do? No gun ray. Be careful now, otherwise your head might be on display. If you don't play the game right. And this is what he has to say. Little Miss Funny Green, no gun ray. And this is what he says. But Palpatine Sidious promises peace. Palpatine promised us peace.
poor guy. No, that is a little tragic in his own right there, just being a puppet. I paint him in a more negative light in this poem here. I say, I know Newt Gunray. He did bad stuff to Naboo. Send him to The Hague, calling him out for being the war criminal that he is. As, of course, we see in Attack of the Clones, there's four mistrials in the Senate, so he doesn't quite get the due that he probably should. So next up we have probably my favorite separatist, Mr. Watt Tambor of the Techno Union, and all of his goofy galore, his little green head, his big old gloves, pledging stuff to the Count, having that deep voice going on robotically sounding all at the same time, too.
Watt Tambor. Don't really like him that much. I don't know. I mean, just sort of, I guess they're all the, money grabbers. Watt Tambor, what are you there for? Just to earn money? Is that all you're there for? You're just gonna make money and you're gonna suck everyone dry for it. Watt Tambor, what is it for? Watt Tambor, where's your voice mechanism? Is it working? Why is it fading out? Oh, Watt Tambor.
That's good. I like it. I have here, kink shaming, no thanks. Tweak your nipples, silly man. Enjoy your best self. He's always tweaking his little nipple dials there.
I mean, I was trying to express something. The funny thing, this is an interesting thing here for the listeners out there. As I'm doing this, I'm thinking, I'm just not thinking of the scenes, imagery, just anything that just jumps into my head to make up some words. And I'm just thinking about the blah, blah, blah at your just count, when it cuts out. And that's all I could sort of think of. And you just put it on the spot, Reid, with in that IQ. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. All right. So here, next up, we have another suggestion from Nikquishes, Nikki Kumar. talking about, or asking about, going to the best bounty hunter of the Clone Wars era, Mr. Cad Bane. Showing that Duros can be cool, not just background musicians, but can take a major leading role in something kind of badass.
Cad Bane, yeah. Looks like he might need a low voice. Yeah, Cad Bane. Cad Bane. Cad Bane. Cad Bane. Cad Bane. Cad Bane, you are blue. What happened to you? You went to jail. But you are the best bounty hunter of them all. Cad Bane, you're not insane, you just have no emotion. You're a good little scar, you're a good little bounty hunter. Ooh, Cad Bane, you're not the same. No emotion, Cad Bane. Good old Cad Bane.
Oh, I like the little callback back and going back and forth there. There's Malt, you know, Zabala just got a background crew, so helping him with some vocals there.
Yeah,
it's old Cad Bane. I don't know how he would react to you calling him little, though. I don't know. Maybe when it goes over
look,
to you.
It just excuse me. Some things just might not make any sense, and you know.
Yeah, I like it. I like it right. Personally. Okay, so I'll try to read this one in Cad Bane's voice.
Hey, little lady, I held the Senate hostage and wear a swole hat.
Made him a little more Southern than he necessarily is, but he, yeah. You know, kind of plays the cool, the man in the dark hat, bad cowboy. Yeah, yeah. There, it's got that little grumble to it. All right, so we're back into the pod racing space with our next one here. This was another anonymous suggestion. This is Gaz Gano. Gaz Gano is the funny little fella. He is all white, and he's got multiple arms, which makes him a very talented pod racer because his pod racer has all sorts of bells and whistles he's able to interact with as a multi-armed guy. He wears kind of like a little pilot's cap, similar to what Anakin wears, but just smaller. He, six limbs and is known to be very competitive. The nice little... his pod racer was green. Nice little fact about him is that he got second place at the Boonta Eve Classic. So he is the one who was the closest to beating Anakin after Sebulba checked out.
Yep.
He was my personal favorite and the one who I would always pick in the Star Wars pod racer game.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Could be fun. Let's see. Gaz Gano, ooh, hidey-ho, you came second in the race,
in a row, Gaz Gano.
In your green little racing machine of that hot racer.
Oh, so it seems, Gaz Gano. Look at him go.
Look at him go on the Boonta Eve Classic Race. He came in second place. Ooh, let's watch him go.
Gaz Gano.
Oh, as soon as you said race, I was like, oh, here comes second place. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how it works.
I have here, Gaz Gano goes fast. But he did not win the race. Oh, well, he looks fly.
Love it. This is great.
Okay. Okay, we got another deep cut clone coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
He is, I think he may only be in one episode. This is Captain Keeley. So Captain Keeley, I would not, if out of everybody on this list, even, you know, the random temple guard has a cool look. Captain Keeley is the one that really, I just find particularly funny. Because I wouldn't, I single episode guy, more or less. He is the one who is on Ryloth helping not liberate the Twi'leks, but there's that defense. It's him in the Jedi, Amagundi, or I'm Gonna Die, that whole play there. So he makes a heroic last stand. He sacrifices himself so the Twi'leks can get away, and so Republic goods and reinforcements can help the Twi'leks to live to fight another day. I don't have his helmet decal in the off the top of my mind. I'll see if I can find it there. Yeah, he wears kind of, it's like a dark, muddy red. So he's got a cool look. Yeah, it's sort of more brown, and it's like ram horns painted coming out of sort of where his eye visor is. So he looks really dope. So maybe that's why this person picked them. I don't know. I'm sorry they didn't put their name so I could for their full thing there. But he, he's an ARC trooper. So he's got that little dual blaster wheel too. And he's got the whole, you know, shoulder cover on one side. So good old Captain Keeley.
Captain Keeley, is it? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I remember that episode. It's a while ago, I watched it, but I've always liked the ARC Troopers. I remember, actually, the first time I might have seen them in a comic, even before the cartoons. And, yeah, had to go get myself a few of those figures. They're great. Captain Keeley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Ooh. Let's see. Well, I didn't realize I'd have so many, Reed. Getting harder and harder. the other. I thought I just wanted to stop there on the Gazgano. That was so good. But hey, we'll keep the challenge going, you know. Captain Keeley, he's a clone trooper, and he fights freely, fighting for Ryloth. Ooh, Captain Keeley. Captain Keeley, you look so good. Got the decal and the collar on your helmet so good, like you should, Captain Keeley. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Save Ryloth.
That's good. For relatively little info. I like it. Yeah. All I have here for his little poem is, Captain Keeley, sir, we cannot let Twi'leks die. Sacrifice yourself.
Great, beautiful. But that there at the end of the song with that sort of chord progression, I think that might give it a feel.
A nice little close. Okay, so it's funny, the random number generator is not liking the Jedi. I have a bunch of Jedi we still haven't gotten to yet. We're back to the Separatists again.
Well, how many have we got left? Have we got a lot? Are we getting through them all?
we're going, you know. This is from Alden Diaz once again. Poggle the Lesser, the flying bug leader of the Geonosians. Yeah. He's got a cool, fleshy-looking beard.
Yeah. I know them. What did I... Oh, I'll just use the same one. It doesn't matter. Car, I guess. Poggle the Lesser. Poggle the Lesser, Can you get any better? He's a leader. What's he gonna do? Go lesser. Ooh, I know someone better. Will he take his spot? Ooh. What's the name of the planet again?
This is Geonosis.
Geonosis, that's right. I do know that, obviously. I know the films, guys, everyone. But when you're singing and you're writing a song and you're in the creative moment, your mind goes and you lose track and concentration.
I like it's good. I like the song ending. What's the planet again? Yeah. That's funny.
Geonosis, of course. Oh, by the way, I love that episode with it when they go the second battle of Geonosis, you know?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I know because you are you're a big Barriss fan in Luminara. And that's the one they're in, correct?
Yeah, they're really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we did the Jedi two-part episode, I enjoyed rewatching that episode because when I was getting the audio clips to splice in there, and that's where I got the various Luminara audio that was used there. My little Poggle poem here is, Poggle, my Poggle, though you are lesser to some, you are great to me. So I build him up. You know, your song's telling him to get better. I think he's fine just the way he is. All right. So let's see here. Okay, we're at yet another Andy suggestion here. Thank you again, Andy, for so many good ones. This is a good one. This is a favorite of both of ours. It's Qui-Gon Jinn. Now, have you done a Qui-Gon song before?
Oh, no, I haven't. And you know what? It's like, I'd love to do Qui-Gon Jinn so good and so well, like I felt like I did when I wrote the Obi-Wan love song, Life of Obi-Wan song. But, hey, this is just a podcast. We're having fun, aren't we? So I can do what I want anyway. So if I don't like it, I can always write a good one about him later on.
It's a good place to start, yes. Excellent, yeah, no excellent suggestion here from Mr. Andy.
Let's see. I know this Jedi who's not by the rules, and he thinks is pretty cool. Name's Qui-Gon Jinn, here's the thing. Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that one again. One time.
I like the use
Andy,
of...
I'll let you down again.
The higher vocals on Qui-Gon, I like. My little poem here for him is, what if Qui-Gon Jinn spelled his last name with a G and got me drunk quick?
That's an easy way. It's a good way.
Yes, there's... the podcast We Serve Droids, I forget which one, but one of the hosts there likes to drink Qui-Gon gin and tonics while recording, at least every once in a while. So that's kind of a fun little inspiration there. Okay, so next up we have, another favorite. We're now starting to hang out more on the Jedi. This is a favorite Jedi of both of ours. There's another Alden Diaz suggestion, Kit Fisto.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay, let me see. Here we go. I'll try this one. Kit Fisto. And here we go. I think maybe I should have taken a few seconds or moments for each of these, some of these.
That's all right. I'll fill in with my poem. Kit Fisto, my man, why hide behind Jedi robes? We all know you're buff.
Oh yeah.
This is what we talked about. Yeah, last time you were on. Yeah, you know, he's super fit, yeah. But he wears those baggy robes. So,
I'm thinking, should we have done this the other way? Hear your haiku first, and then get inspirational. Does that? I don't know.
We'll do it for the remaining few we have left.
Okay, good. So there's a few. Only one. My creative juices are running out. No, we'll see. Here we go.
Ooh, Kit Fisto. Look at him go. Under the water with his lightsaber and his shirt off. Kit Fisto. How did you die so quickly from Palpatine's blade? You should have got a purple colored one like Mace Fisto. Look at him go. Under the water he can breathe. Kit Fisto.
That's good. I like it. good old Kit. All right. So we just have two more left.
Oh, awesome. All right. I mean, I'm enjoying this. Don't get me wrong, listeners. I love this, but... Oh.
So here we have, this is another Nikquishus Nikki Kumar suggestion here. The greatest pod racer of them all. Mr. Sebulba himself.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Cool, cool, cool.
Sebulba, don't get angry with your Anakin. Sebulba walking on his hands is a happy. Ooh, Sebulba, boba, 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 boba.
Keeping it simple now.
keeping it simple. I realized I didn't do the haiku before you, as I said I would, but.
Oh, that's okay.
Sebulba the champ, how is it he always wins? But wait, not this time. All right. So I hope you are ready for the grand closing character here. This is one I'm very excited about. And yes, it is the final suggested character from our good friend, Andy Campbell.
Oh, Andy, my last chance to redeem myself.
To put it forward in our eyes, to really give the Aussie power. This is who his favorite separatist is. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The droidacause. Everybody else put characters, but Andy gave us a droid. You have to write a song about droidacause.
Droidacause.
I'll go ahead and read.
You got, yes, please.
Read my little thing. Yes. When I was a kid, I thought they were droidy cars. Friends made fun of me. That's it. Because I thought, oh, they roll like a car, right? So it's a droidy car. Yeah.
Now I'm going to stuff this up when I do it. So let's go for... I'll go for the same one I had. Now I'm going to make sure I'm saying this right. Droidy cars. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, Droidacause. Here we go. Let's go for it. Now, hang on. Let's try and make this really good for Andy Campbell.
Droidy cars,
don't get mix them up with the car, the droidic bus. Oh, you know you need to pronounce it right. They'll kill you in a fight, in the battle of the droidicas. The droidicas. Don't mix them up with the car.
Oh, I love it. Thank you once again, Andy, for really giving us
thank you.
The thing worth chewing on. Well, and thank you, Zoologist. I know this was a creative and intellectual challenge in its own right, going through all of these characters. But I know it's been an absolute delight hearing them all from you.
Listeners, thank you so much for participating in my crazy, silly idea. It was a challenge for myself. I thought it was fun. I knew Reed was the right guy to do it with. Andy Campbell so much for so many song requests, and I will redeem myself to Andy with that Qui-Gon Jinn Zan Whistle song and maybe a few others. But all the other listeners, sorry I couldn't remember all your names, because I've probably not met you all yet, but thank you again. That was good fun. I hope you enjoyed a song. If we get any more feedback that there's one that you like, or I might put it into a full song, or maybe all of them after I hear them, after I've had a few days. Anyway.
Absolutely. And Zoologist, what is your YouTube channel for people to go check out some of your other songs that you have out there?
So it is that crazy weird name, a Zoologist. That's spelt Zoologist. And that's Z in Aussie terms. I think you say that as Z. Is that right?
Z, yes.
I didn't even do your accent very good then. So I do have another one, if that's hard to remember, called Such Great Lives. Just all one word on YouTube. You'll find a few of my Star Wars songs there. I'm in the process of uploading a few more because I've now written so many songs over the year due to the fun inspiration of the podcast. So yeah, and hopefully when this restrictions go away, I can finish recording some of those Star Wars songs in the studio and have something else up on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, all that, but later on.
Yes, luckily, you know, in this day and age, nobody has the expectations of things getting done timely because there's a lot of stuff going on. And yeah, per usual, everybody, please stay safe during this. And, you know, whether you're in Texas, Australia, or somewhere in between, hope that you all have a great rest of your weekend if this comes out on a weekend, or a great rest of your week if this comes out on the week. I don't know. We'll just have to see where the editing all goes. Well, thank you again, Zoologist, so much for your time and your talent and choosing to share it with everybody. And thank you, everyone, for your suggestions. I feel like this has been a great merger of just what's awesome about Star Wars and really bringing people together from across the greater Star Wars community to share favorite characters. And who knows, maybe one day, you know, there will be Star Wars celebration campfires where people are sitting around and singing your songs that came out of the little embers of this little
embers.
the little Imbo embers. Everyone's gonna be playing Imbo Hat Frisbee. All right. Well, thank you again so much. And per usual, everybody, we'll catch you all around the corner.
Shock tea, kyber crystal colored teas for all you Jedi ladies. You can now be free.
Well, hello there, ladies. I'm Shark T, and I work very hard in Kamino. After a few hours, I like to have a break with a nice cup of tea. I give you the Shark T Kyber Crystal Coloured Tea Range. For those who would like to let out their anger and have a duel with a Sarge Ventress, I give you Red Rosehip Tea. This tea will really calm your nerves. Or, if you desire the common colour green tea, have a sip and think of how wonderful Luminara and Dooley's lightsaber skills are. For those who've left the Jedi Order, like Ahsoka Tano, we have magical white tea, or mix a burdock root tea with some turmeric and enjoy that yellow colour like the double blade of rain. If you're traditional like Barra Sophie and I, and you would love a beautiful blue colour like the colour of my blade, go for butterfly pea tea. Squeeze a lemon to generate that rare Khyber purple colour blade like Mara Jade's. The Shark Tea, Khyber Crystal Coloured Teas, a calming drink for all the Jedi ladies like you and me.
Shark Tea, Khyber Crystal Coloured Teas, for all you Jedi ladies.